Do you want to provide your clients with the most exceptional real estate experience on earth? Of course you do. We all do. But do you have a strategy to make sure that you deliver on that? And when you do, are you receiving a 5-star review from each one of your clients every time? And are they referring someone to you that you could also deliver this same exceptional real estate experience to? I'm going to teach you a strategy today called The Promise. It's what we utilize and we've been utilizing for several years to make sure that all three of those are accomplished. Before we jump in, it would mean the world to me if you could hit the subscribe button, ring the bell. I want to make sure you're getting all of our latest videos. Share this video with someone that you think might want to be able to use this technique or employ it in their business. And now let's jump on in. With The Promise, what we're doing is when we're sitting down with the client, so we teach all of this in our listing mastery course and in our live events. Let's just fast forward and say that you're sitting there at a listing appointment, or even you can do this in your buyer consultations, but let's do the listing appointment for this sake. So I'm sitting down with the clients and I go, Bob, Susie, thanks so much for having me over tonight. I go through my entire, you know, we have a whole process of what we do. Now, as I'm talking to them, I go, Bob, Susie, one of the things that we do very different here at the XYZ Real Estate Company, I deliver on what I like to call the promise. So Bob, Susie, what that means is I promise that I'm going to deliver the most exceptional real estate experience on earth to you. To do that, I'm going to be checking in with you several times throughout this transaction to make sure that I'm delivering on just that. And I know it's a bold statement, and they always kind of laugh, you know, they're like, okay. I know it's a bold statement, but I really want to make sure that I'm doing that. So I'm going to be checking in at several points throughout this process to make sure that I am delivering on that promise to you. Now, Bob, Susie, if during this process things maybe get a little off track or something, you know, kind of goes weird in the inspection or something like that, I want to make sure I make it right. That's really what I want to do, is I want to make everything right so you can have the most exceptional experience. It rarely happens, but again, in case anything happens, I always want to make it right. And then I'll be checking in with you to make sure that you're still on track for this exceptional experience. Now, Bob, Susie, at the end of our transaction, and we're high-fiving, you had the most exceptional real estate experience on earth, I'm going to ask you to do two things for me. One, I'm going to ask you to give me a 5-star review on whatever site that you're trying to accomplish at that time. Number two, I'm going to ask you if you could refer anyone that you know to me that's looking to buy or sell a home that I could also provide this exceptional real estate experience to. Does that sound fair? You have to say it just like that. Does that sound fair? I've never in the history of me delivering this have ever had a client go, no, that doesn't seem fair. No, thank you. They always go, yeah, Brendan, absolutely. That sounds great. Yeah. Who doesn't want to receive the most exceptional real estate experience on earth? Think about it. That's why it's so powerful. So I just created, now this is well before I've signed the listing agreement with them, a buyer agency agreement with them, anything with them. I've just created a mental agreement. We've just done an invisible handshake, because think about it. They just agreed when I provide this service, they're going to provide me somebody to buy or sell real estate with me and give me a 5-star review. 2 yeses already down the line. Very powerful. So I've heard people use different words besides the promise. They were like my commitment to service, my whatever. Say it however you want, frame it however you want. Until then, use what I have. Now, to make this happen behind the scenes, right? To make sure that you win this every client relationship and make sure that you're delivering it, you have to deliver on this. So here's the 3 points where I want you checking in throughout the agreement, and here's how you're going to frame it. Now, if you have a transaction manager on your staff, or you have someone that's doing the processing of the file for you, you're going to train them on how to do this and also incentivize them on the success of these outcomes. That's where it also becomes very valuable. Here we go. You've signed the listing agreement. The first time that I'm going to check in with them is as soon as the listing goes active. So either you or your transaction manager is going to call up and say, hey, Bob, it's Brendan with XYZ Real Estate Company. Hey, Bob, hey, I want to make sure listing's active. We're ready to go. Super excited about our open house extravaganza scheduled for this weekend. All the marketing. I know you gave us the approval to take it active today, and we teach all this in our process. Bob, I just want to make sure at this point so far, you know, the signs up, all that. Are we still delivering on that exceptional real estate experience to you? Yeah, Brendan. I know you guys have been great. Bob, that means the world to me. And Bob, I know I was going to ask you at the end if you happen to know of anyone else looking to buy or sell, but since I got you on the phone and you know, I'd obviously love to help anyone else you know, do you know of anyone right now that might be looking to buy or sell real estate that I could help out? Actually, Brendan, yeah, my buddy at the office, he just said that he was going to start looking to buy a house. What? Oh my gosh, what's his name?
Bob.
That's how you frame it in there. So at the listing, the second point is after the inspection. Now, we know sometimes sellers get upset because they have to do things that they don't want to fix the house. And they're like, oh, do I really have to do, you know, I don't want to replace the water heater. Screw them, you know, da 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 da. So they get kind of fussy during this time frame. We have a whole technique that I teach to make inspection objections so easy and so smooth. So I don't have a lot of issues with inspection objections, but let's just say that something did go a little sideways. So after we get it all settled, we call them up.
Hey, Bob, I know that inspection objection was, you know, pretty frustrating. And I get it that you didn't want to have to do X, Y, Z, you know, and sometimes, Bob, we have to do those things to make sure we can move forward to a successful closing. But Bob, at this point, have I still done everything I can to be delivering to you the most exceptional real estate experience on earth?
Now, the reason we do this is I call it taking their temperature, right? I'd rather know now if they're furious at me or want something else to be addressed. And a lot of times they just want to be heard. They just want to know that someone listened to them, that you know that they were upset, you apologized, and I apologize for things that I have no control over 1,000 times a day, that you apologize and you moved on. I close that chapter. So remember, after we go active, after the inspection, and then after the appraisal. So great news, Bob, the appraisal came back, or Bob, unfortunately, the appraisal didn't come back. We have three options here, and we have, that's a whole nother video where I teach you the three option technique right after the appraisal. So Bob, I wanted to check in again. You give them the same speech, right? Now at the closing table, we're now at the closing. So Bob, hey, Susie, I'm so glad we got, you know, everything went so smooth. Hey, as I asked you before, I'm going to be sending you over, or my admin or my executive assistant or whoever's going to be sending, my transaction manager, going to be sending you over a link. I would really appreciate a 5-star review on Zillow, Google, Yelp, whatever it is that you're tracking to try to improve. Now, can you do all three? Yes, you can definitely structure to do all three, and you can explain to them why it's so valuable. I know agents that do raffles and certain things when they do this. That's a whole nother thing. We're just talking about simply getting 1 5-star review, which is 99% better than most of the agents out there. And Bob, I just want to be very clear. As you would imagine, a lot of, you know, things people see, they think, well, hey, you know, I'm going to give them a 4-star because I just don't give 5 stars. It would mean the world to me if I could actually have all 5 of those stars. My entire business is based off of it. And so, you know, as we talked about before, I think you said you agreed that we did deliver on the most exceptional real estate experience. So can I count on you to give me that 5-star review? Yeah, Brendan, absolutely. You were great. Yeah, no problem. Done and done. Yeah, just send over the link. You got it, buddy. Excellent. And then Bob, you know, Susie, I also asked if you happen to know of anyone that's looking to buy or sell real estate that I could help out. Well, Brendan, I don't know of anybody right now. I mean, I can't really think of anybody. Hey, I get that. Bob, Susie, no worries. What I'll do then is I'll just check in with you here in about 30 days. I'm sure someone you know will come out of the woodwork, and after they hear what a great experience you had, will come to light. So no worries. I'm going to follow up. I would follow up with you in 30 days anyway to just make sure everything was still good to go. But I'll follow up, and hopefully at that point you have somebody for me. Again, congratulations. Love you guys. Best of luck. Have a good day. That's now, no matter what, I've planted a seed in their mind that in 30 days they need to provide me with a referral. This technique is fire. Let me tell you, it works. You just have to get really good. So in the link below, or just go to brendanbartik.com, I have the script book for this entire script laid out section by section perfectly. Listen to what I just did and listen to this over and over again a couple of times. I used to listen to the same scripts over and over so I could understand them and hear the nuance in them. You have to make sure that you're really specific in your intention of what you're wanting to accomplish with this. And then you have to be honest enough to deliver on it. They just want you to check in with them and make sure that you care. Check in, care, check in, care. Transaction manager, check in, care, check in, care. And at the end, everyone loves you. Get a great review and get a referral. There you go. I promise you, it will work. So check it out. Go to BrendanBard.com, check out the script, or hit the link below. And as always, I wish you great success.